This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, here once again, we would like to express our greetings to each of you in this veil. Our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to once again interact and exchange information with each of you. And we would once again as well remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with the Yacht of the other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. It is always as well the choice to be involved in that particular type of interaction is yours, absolutely. Now, as we have suggested many, many times, this reality that you experience is a validation of beliefs and belief systems. Belief systems which are a combination of your so-called human consciousness belief systems, of your societal belief systems, and of your individual belief systems, all interacting with each other to produce this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and to validate your beliefs and belief systems. We have suggested that you are in or very near to the completion of what we have referred to as a new age and new energy. You as a human consciousness have simply chosen to alter the energy that you utilize to create this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of the alteration of that energy, to bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state the opportunity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult and near impossible for you to achieve with any type of perpetual success in your so-called past or your history. The ability for you to consciously get a grasp and an understanding of what the beliefs are that are responsible for the reality that you are experiencing, and as a result of that understanding have the opportunity to consciously choose to alter the belief systems and thereby alter the reality. Something which once again has been available to each of you in your so-called past or history, but has been very difficult for you to utilize in the manner that is now available to each of you. The creation process has not changed. The basic steps are, for all intents and purposes, the same. The reality that you experience is simply a validation of the beliefs that you hold. Whether you wish to accept it in your awakened consciousness state, the reality that you're experiencing is the reality that you desire. That can be very difficult for one to grasp, particularly if it's a less than desirable reality. But nonetheless, until you accept that you're responsible, it becomes very difficult for you to alter. If you continue to feel that you're not in charge, to feel that there are other entities that are arranging certain circumstances or opportunities or difficulties for you to experience, then it becomes very difficult for you to consciously choose to alter the reality that you experience. until you've accepted the responsibility. But the creation process basically remains the same. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And many of those beliefs are beliefs that you put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness. That's what becomes difficult to grasp. You see, in your awakened consciousness that you believe that this is it. This is the most important conscious state that you can be involved in. And yet it is, once again, the most illusionary, and it is, once again, the state in which you maintain the highest degree of the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how you truly create this reality. And so there's that paradox that you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that you are not in control, and yet you put in place the belief systems that limit your capacity to understand that you're in control. Altering your reality means that you must first of all alter the beliefs that are involved in belief systems. The reality creation process, once again, is understanding what it is that you desire. Utilizing your imagination to bring that into your reality and having the expectation that it will indeed occur. And it's the expectation that for many becomes the most difficult. It's really easy for you to sit down and say, well, I wish I had this and I desire this and it would be nice to have this experience. And then you can utilize your imagination, and for some that utilization of imagination can be very vivid. You may be the type of individual who can utilize it in very vivid pictures if you wish. You can sense it, you can feel it in your imagination, but when it comes to the expectation, it becomes much more difficult. For others, the imagination may not be quite so vivid. It may be simply that rather than having the imaginary visualization, you simply experience the feelings and the senses. But nonetheless, the imagination can have the same effect. It's the expectation, once again, that it becomes the difficult aspect of this creation process. And when you have difficulty in the expectation, you must pay attention to what it is that's limiting the expectation. And although not always the case, usually it is that one feels that one is not deserving, or one is not in control, or that one does not have the capacity or the ability to influence the reality. Your thoughts and feelings have a huge impact on your expectations. How do you think of yourself, and how do you feel about who you are? Do you like who you are? You see, to have the expectation, one must first of all believe that one has the capacity to influence the reality, and also that one deserves to influence the reality from a conscious state. In order to feel that you are worthy of that type of creation process and of the results that come from the utilization of your imagination, one must like who you are, love yourself consciously. While we have hesitated many times to give any type of instructions or suggest that there are certain methods or techniques that one can follow, we continue to suggest that liking yourself consciously and doing the certain things that are necessary to experience love and self-love can assist one in achieving the expectation that's necessary to bring in what it is that you've been imagining into your reality. The method or technique is not important. What's important is your belief in the method or technique. While we hesitate to use analogies, there are a few very good analogies that allow one to grasp a concept. And we've utilized the analogy many times that it's like you're about to go on some type of a journey across a body of water. And as you come up on the shore, you see all types of vessels lined up there, right from the various simple, crude type of vessels to the most elaborate ocean-going vessels that you can imagine. And some entities spend their time running up and down the shore, checking out each vessel to see which one best suits their voyage that they are about to embark upon. And they continuously go from vessel to vessel to vessel and try this one, but don't really believe that it has the ability to achieve what it is that they desire. And so they go to the next vessel and they go to the next vessel. And they continuously spend their time searching for the proper vessel to begin their journey. You see, what is so difficult for many individuals is that there doesn't seem to be any type of visual aspect of what's going to be involved in this journey. If we're lying offshore, there's a bank of fog, and you don't know how difficult it's going to be once you get into the fog and how long it's going to take and all of the difficulties that you might run into. And so individuals continuously run up and down the shore looking for the very perfect vessel to achieve their journey, to accomplish that which they desire. Other individuals come upon the same shore with the same vessels lined up, and they immediately choose a vessel and say, "Ah, this one looks seaworthy. This will do all that I am required to do to accomplish my journey." And they begin upon the journey. And you see, the irony of it is that no matter what vessel you choose, if you believe that it will accomplish what it is that you desire in terms of the journey, you will be successful. And so it is with belief systems. It's not important that you understand entirely what it is that you wish to change in the belief system, but rather that the method or technique that you utilize to change it is one that you believe will accomplish that which you desire. The method or technique that you utilize to alter your beliefs is not nearly as important as your belief that it will accomplish that which you desire. And so when you sit down and you become involved in listening to all of these various methods and techniques that you can utilize, understand this, once again, that it's not important what that method or technique is. What's important is, do you believe that it will accomplish that which you desire? Do you believe that that method or technique will assist you in altering the belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you're creating, or for not achieving the reality that you desire to experience? The method or technique that you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. If you don't believe that it is going to achieve that which you desire, then it won't work, regardless of what the method or technique is. But if you have the belief that it will work, then it will have the desired effect upon your understanding what the belief is that you hold, so that you can either alter it or reinforce it, whichever the case may be. And so we hesitate once again to give you certain methods or techniques. However, a very common method that works well is the utilization of meditation or the alteration of your consciousness while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're involved in and the activities that you're participating in that altered state of consciousness. Utilizing your imagination to achieve that which you desire in an altered state of consciousness, in your meditation. Liking who you are. Meditation can definitely assist you. When you're in that altered state of consciousness, when you are in your meditative state, you can indeed have certain tasks, if you wish, that you desire to accomplish in that altered state of consciousness. And you can utilize your visualization to experience those realities in an imaginative state in your altered state of consciousness, and to bring it back into your reality so that you can experience it in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so you can utilize meditation for that particular type of activity. You can also go into meditation without any type of predisposed expectations or imaginary types of realities that you desire to experience, but rather simply alter your consciousness and experience whatever your so-called subconsciousness will bring into your awareness state so that you can retain the memory of those interactions. And once again, as we have suggested, to put aside the so-called imaginary illusions that you experience in that altered state of consciousness can assist you in achieving that connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to bring the memory of that connection back into your awakened consciousness state. So meditation can assist you in this creation process, utilizing the imagination, absolutely. The expectation portion of this creation process can be assisted and can be intensified by doing things in your awake consciousness state to improve, if you wish, the perception of who you are, so that you can like who you are. And we've suggested that it's very simple for you to achieve that, liking yourself consciously and loving yourself consciously. The liking is not so difficult. The absolute unconditional self-love for many can be much more difficult. The steps in the process remain the same. Make a list of principles that you would desire to express to others for who you are. Not because you want to impress others, but because you want to present that type of personality to others. Make a list of principles, and don't be afraid to alter that list as you alter your perception of who you are. Apply the principles when you create the opportunities to do so. As you apply the principles, you strengthen your character, and as you strengthen your character, you begin to like who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, the irony of it is that others begin to like who you are as well. Apply the principle. There's a common mistake that individuals make when applying the principles and attempting that technique, particularly if you have this self-image that is what you might refer to as being less than desirable, and that is, there's a tendency for one to dwell upon the instances where one fails to apply the principles, instead of dwelling on the times when you are successful at applying your principles. As we've suggested many times, if you're involved in any other type of activity, and if you fail to accomplish one particular application of an event that you're involved in, but you are successful 99% of the time. You look upon that as being very successful. You ignore the one time that you failed. And yet when one applies the principles, many times you dwell upon that time when you fail to apply the principles instead of concentrating your awareness on the times when you were successful at applying principles and at rejoicing in that you're presenting an image of who it is that you desire to be, so that you begin to like who you are, and so that others like who you are. And then you can begin the process of utilizing the techniques to experience self-love, unconditional love for oneself. Do things that allow you to experience desirable feelings. Do things that allow you to like and to love who you are, to experience feelings of joy, to experience feelings of belonging, to experience feelings of security and trust, of intimacy. Give to yourself unconditionally so that you can experience the feelings of joy, so that you can experience the feelings of the freedom to do whatever it is with that gift without feeling that you have somewhere to respond to it or that there is some type of condition attached to it. You see, when you give a gift either to yourself or to another and you put a condition upon it, it's not a gift of unconditional love. It's a contract. The minute that you apply a condition, you have created a contract. Nothing wrong with contracts. You use them in your day-to-day activities to function as a society, and it allows you to have limitations to understand what's acceptable and what is not in terms of what your societal beliefs are. Nothing wrong with contracts. We're not suggesting for an instant that you fail to apply contracts and conditions. However, if you are giving in an act of love, then it is an unconditional gift in order to allow the receiver, whether it is yourself or someone else, to experience those feelings of an unconditional gift, that feeling of joy, that feeling of belonging, of trust, that feeling of security, the feeling of knowing that you indeed are worthy of such an experience. When you apply the necessary things that one must do to experience love, to experience all of the feelings that are associated with love, indeed one begins to feel that you are worthy of the expectation to achieve the imaginary realities that you have utilized to bring into your reality, that which you desire. And it begins to have an influence upon your choices and decisions, upon your thoughts and feelings, and indeed gives you the opportunity to consciously grasp an understanding of the beliefs that you hold that are influencing your reality so that you can change it. Going with inside and connecting with that spark of consciousness that you are brings with it as well another aspect of your creation process that it can assist you in achieving that which you desire. When you make a connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, with that unconditional love, you begin to realize that the consciousness that is responsible for the creation of your reality exists not only within your so-called mental capacity, where many of your scientists would argue with you is where that particular type of consciousness exists, but rather exists within each and every atom, in each and every cell of your entire physical being. It also, although it becomes much more difficult for you to grasp, exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. However, grasping the concept that your consciousness exists